I'm John Travis, and I'm with Robin Qualls, who's worked next to myself and others here for almost 18 years, or pretty close, in the paint division, and wanted to talk to her about her experience growing up and how she got into this construction industry and what it's been like working together here all these fun years. So, Robin, welcome.
Thank you.
So, how did you, what was it like growing up? Where'd you grow up? Where are you from?
I am from Texas, Texas girl, but grew up out in Arizona in the younger years because my dad was in construction, moved around quite a bit. That's how I got into, I literally was born into the business, you could say, kind of like your family, generations of construction. I was always on the general contractor side and then came over.
Came over to the dark side of
the subcontractor. Yeah.
So what all did your dad do?
He started out a carpenter, worked his way up through, you know, superintendent, project manager. All of his life, his dad was a carpenter and learned the trade and worked their way up, and mostly commercial. Started out home building, then commercial, stayed in that.
Brothers, sisters?
Three brothers.
So all of you in the industry growing up?
All in the industry, yeah.
So summers, vacations, we're working, or what did that look like?
No, we would manage to, especially out in Arizona, because it's beautiful out there.
I don't even think I knew. Maybe you told me at one point you were in Arizona. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, so lots of pretty water out there, clear water. We would go to the lake and go rafting, so that was fun.
How'd you end up in San Antonio?
In San Antonio, well, we came back here. My dad, when he was in business with his brother in Arizona, and he had passed away, so they shut the business down, came back to Texas, and that's how we got back here, and has moved around quite a bit in Texas. So we moved to East Texas. That's where I met Mike, my husband, who's also in the construction business.
High school sweethearts?
High school sweethearts. He worked for a bricklayer in high school, so he learned that trade. Then learned all the other trades, of course, worked his way up the, you know, superintendent and into construction management, so.
And then in San Antonio, so always construction? So when you got out of high school, you always knew that's what you were going to do, or?
I don't guess. I stayed home with the girls quite a bit, but I would work off and on. I actually had my own little baking business. But I would work with my dad off and on part-time. He needed somebody to come fill in. You know, the office manager would take a vacation, or I would go fill in. Then he had his own business for a few years, and when he went out of business, we went to work for Spalglass. That's how I met Bill Huber, which is how I met you. So construction world's kind of like a small community. You just
so I met you would have been 2001.
Yes, 2001.
And you were working with Bill.
Correct.
Right off of Rhapsody. Right?
Yes. Yeah. And I think you were just down the road.
I was just down the road, and then I went over to Valiant, and the same little business park area. So how long did you work for Bill?
A little over 3 years. Yeah, because so, I came to work for you in November of 2004.
I remember meeting you, and you were always so nice, of course. And I always felt like you were trying. I was young and very inexperienced, and I felt like you always tried to help direct me. Like if I came in looking for money or see how I did back then, for those that don't know, we had to go take off the job at the contractor's office. You know, we didn't have email, electronic deals.
Yeah, very different. I always enjoyed the days when we were handing out checks to all the subs, because I got to see everybody come in and make contact with them and get to know everybody. And
so I was in his office, exactly, doing all those things.
Yes.
And I always felt like you helped me. Here, go talk to this guy, or you need to go this way, or, you know, I don't think you were low on this job.
Yeah, I could be a little helpful with some things,
You know, some of those things. So we met there while you were at Huber. How'd you end up with me?
Well, Bill went out of business and went over and joined Joris, who's a big GC, of course. And I told him I'd give it a try, but just wasn't a fit for me. I liked, because when I worked for Bill, we had the small family atmosphere. And I didn't know at the time that you were actually looking for somebody. And then I got a call from your office after you had come by. That was the last day we were open. And I thought you were kind of a little nervous, but I didn't know why. And then I got a call afterwards from Larry at the time, yeah, in the office, your office, wanted to know if I was looking for a job. And I said, well, I told Bill I'll give it a try at Joris. But shortly after being there, I decided, no, I'm going to go back across the bridge, and wound up at your doorstep, literally.
I think it was an afternoon, wasn't it? Something like that?
It was, yeah.
So I remember, I didn't know Bill, I didn't know how that was all working out. And, you know, I'd always enjoyed, you know, working with you from afar. And then I remember, I think it was, I don't know, contractor or somebody said, oh, hey, this is happening. And man, I jumped out of my desk, shouted at Neil. I said, I'll be right back. I probably was nervous, Nellie. I went over there to go find you. To say, hey, you know, what are you thinking about next? I didn't know it was the last day or
That's
anything.
What I like about you do. You jump on an opportunity. When you see it, you don't wait. You just, yeah.
And, yeah, and I just missed you. I was so disappointed, and I was like, ah, crud. And then came back. I was like, oh, okay, well, that's okay. You know, God will send, he'll send. Yeah. And then I guess it was a week or so later, all of a sudden you showed up. A Thursday afternoon, Friday afternoon, something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, so I come in, and Sid was working there at the time. She's like, asked who I was looking for. I said, John Travis. She said, oh, I think he went next door to get a Coke. You go next door to the soda machine, I found out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then we sat down talking, and then he said, oh, don't pay any attention to the guys back there. They were playing their games on the computer because it was, you know.
It was late in the day.
It was late in the day, and, yeah, after quitting time. So yeah. That was fun, and we talked, and then I had a few other offers, and like I said, it's just a God thing that I wound up here.
Well, sure glad you did.
I had another GC wanting to hire me, and then something happened in their family. They said, no, we're going to hold off, and had a few, hey, Robin, come interview over here. You know, a few of them, you know, Strudoff and Guido, and they're like, well, we're not hiring at the time, because it was like in November. So it's like, you know, maybe after first of the year.
And well, I lucked out. So
you did.
Sure. Yeah.
I sure, did too.
Sure yeah. Glad.
Yeah.
So for 18 years, so from where we were over there playing games on a Thursday afternoon at 4:30, 5 o'clock or whatever that looked like at the time to now, how is it different? What's it been like? What's the ride been?
Well, y'all went through the foosball phase.
We did foosball.
You actually sold me on that when I toured your office. You had a foosball table, and I thought, wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, Lisa gave me that. Yeah. On that deal, you'd find out who was competitive or not, and it was a way to let off the steam from the day. So,
Yeah,
we did that for years.
Yeah, y'all went through a few tables.
Yeah, we did.
Baseball tables,
right.
Yeah. Of course, now we got the pinball machines.
Yeah. Nobody uses them anymore. The ones that did, they're all broke now.
Yeah.
But
no, it's just been amazing being here. It's just like a family, but we've grown so much. And you are very fortunate to have so many people like in the field that have been with you so many years. It says a lot about this company and how you've run it. So I'm blessed to be here.
So what have you, along the way here, what do you enjoy most?
You know, I really like interacting with the foremen because I've always, right from the get-go, I guess because growing up in the business and around three older brothers, I don't know, just easy to communicate with them. And they call if they need something, and I appreciate that.
Relationships.
Yeah, the relationships.
And here, your role's been all over the map, but, you know, I think your official title is glue.
Elmer. I tell him, just call me Elmer. Yeah.
You know, behind the scenes, helping to make everything work from billings and administrative things to submittals and ordering to connecting with the customer and running service orders and making sure the foremen have what they need. And I'm so grateful for essentially finding the gaps and filling the gaps to help knit it all together.
Well, that's what's been fun through the years, too. I bounced around quite a bit. It's a bouncing ball, you know, in the, you know, operations, accounting, and back and forth. But it's just always been, I've always felt connected with all the departments. So
it's been a big blessing and a big help, too.
I'm glad to be here.
So what's different? I mean, so you've, you know, out of 23, 24 years, you've seen 18 of them. From when you first showed up, that afternoon to today, what's different? What's different here first, I guess, is my first question.
you know, I get just there's so many more people.
Well, it's bigger.
We started,
sure.
But I don't. To me, it seems like it's the same. We've just grown.
Just the size.
Just the size. But it's still it's a small.
It is.
Type atmosphere here in the office. Everybody knows each other and willing to help each other.
And that's been part of the challenge, I think all our ends, but especially something I think a lot about is, you know, how do we keep the family atmosphere while, you know, there's growth. And a lot of people have been here for a long time. And then there's also now in this day and age, a lot of people that rotate in or have been here not as long. How do we integrate, how do we keep that family atmosphere while you're growing, while you're dealing with things of greater magnitude? You know, when I first met you, you know, we did a few what we would consider big jobs, and now what we considered big then now is a medium-sized job,
yeah.
Right, for the types of projects. So it is different. You know, even since over these 18 years, but even since you're a kid, how is the industry different? Is it, have you seen change? How would you quantify that? What is it?
I don't, things have changed. They just like you and I have talked about, the scheduling and everything out in the field just seems things have changed and the jobs are taking longer. And I just think everybody wants everything so fast sometimes, too. They don't slow down to give you time for that.
But it's more connected, I think,
yeah.
Than the beginning. I mean, we talked about going to the office now. We do everything through a computer or even a tablet or phone.
That's true. I think a lot of people lose the personal contact and
true.
Just and they rely on that, then you know, me
become an action item rather than a relationship.
Right. I still, you know, if I can't get an answer or something, or I pick up the phone and call. I still like to be able to talk to people.
Yeah. I do think that's a challenge for us and for people coming into the business is, you know, again, how do you maintain that connection? And after the last 2 years we've been through with COVID and you know, you get a permit or you deal with the city or you do something like that. I mean, shoot, they don't even talk to you. It's all through a Zoom or...
I know. Who would have ever thought that would happen?
Yeah,
that
so the personal connection. I mean, we do, you know, page turns and we talk to architects and customers even now through the phone or the computer. So how do you maintain the things that you love most, which is interaction and relationship, which I do think when we're building things in a team... Because it's a team of us that build these buildings. I do think that's very important. I do think that's a challenge.
It is. And I like it, too, when we've gone out to some of these projects, the bigger ones, the nice one, that we took a field trip out there.
Yeah.
So everybody in the office could see what's going on out there.
What but everybody participates in helping
exactly.
to do.
Exactly, yeah. And you all have to work as a team.
So in this industry, 20-some years ago, I could – probably in my world, count on one hand the number of females that I came in contact, you being one of them.
That's right.
Now, another difference is I look out there, I mean, it's maybe not half, but it's very close. And that's very different than 20-some years ago. For yourself, that means you were a trailblazer.
Never would have thought that. Yeah, it just came natural to me. But yes, it is.
But what was that like? I mean, and you had your upbringing with your dad. Was there any challenges or anything that you had to overcome or anything that maybe you might have to think about twice as hard? Or what did that look like for you?
Not really for me. I can see how some might. There are some that from the get-go until they talk to me and know that I have my knowledge, they just kind of like, didn't connect, but all in all, the construction industry and the ones in there, I've never really felt that it's a good industry for women to go into.
And I think so, too. I also think it is, it's a small world. And
it is.
Within
really
the industry,
is.
Even though it seems like there's a lot more contractors than there used to be, it is a community, and you do know who the other men and women are that are working in it, and each of us has our own personality or flavor, if you will.
True.
And I think that's a big part of it, and I do enjoy the relationship aspect of it. If you had to go back, or maybe not even that, if you had, you know, we go to these college things and we talk to people. I don't know that you've been in on any of those yet for us, but what would you say to somebody who's thinking about coming into the industry? What advice, if you could go back in time and have told yourself, you know, 20, 30 years ago, what would you have said for somebody who's starting out in the business?
Well, you just need to have a willingness to work and pay attention to detail, good communication skills, and really the sky's the limit. You don't have to go spend a lot of money on a degree. If you want to start out ground up, work your way up, learn the trades, specialize in one if you want, or learn all of them. But there's no limits.
I do think this is an industry you can learn as you go.
Yes.
A degree is not necessary. Some areas may be more helpful than others, but not required. I think the work ethic's a big deal. I agree.
Very much so.
Communication, man.
Communication's key.
Relationship, expectation setting. And like you were mentioning, or we were talking about, now that's a lost art almost, of just picking up the phone and just call and ask.
I think more people, there's a lot of people that just don't realize or appreciate what goes into building.
Yeah, true.
And, constructing buildings from, the ground up, what it takes to build these buildings, like these big high schools we do. I mean, it's just amazing. And some people don't, realize, you've got something over your head. You better hope it's structurally sound,
The amount of work and teamwork that goes into these things, from design to the organization, that's another thing, organization.
Yes.
Right, you got to be organized. The skill set to assemble the team, push the team, and that's another part. You got to work on a deadline, to get these things done.
Everything.
So it's a pressure, push, everybody coming together to safely build a project. And it is an art.
Yeah, more education on that, on how important the trades are and what they do for the finished product and building that. We need more appreciation with that.
More craftspeople, more people that recognize the beauty of that.
Yes.
The benefit of that, the livelihood in that, the career in that. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that there's careers in every facet of it.
Yeah. Well, I'm very grateful for having known you these last 18, 20 years in total. Very grateful for your time here and your experience, for being the glue that helps knit us all together. Thank you. And look forward to the next 20 years, or until you're ready to hang it up.
Thank you for the opportunity. I do appreciate it. I've loved every minute here. You know that. But, I know. Keep some of us, that are getting older. How much longer are you going to work? Well, it's like it just keeps getting, the timeline keeps getting shorter and shorter. But like I told you, who knows?
Hey, whenever you're ready, and hopefully it's a while.
Yeah, because we've joked with you. Sometimes you'd say temporary, and it could be 2 months, it could be 2 years. I'm going on 20 pretty soon, so,
Temporary.
Temporary. It's just temporary, yeah.
Thank you, Robin.
Thanks,
appreciate
John.
It very much. Robin Qualls. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you would like to listen to more episodes, check out our archives at traviscompanies.com/podcasts. We release a new episode each week. Next week on the podcast, we're going to be talking about different challenges that we face in this industry at this particular time. And I hope that you'll join us, and thanks for listening.